I'm children's book author and illustrator, Grace Lynn, and the piece of mine that is here in the Forbes Library is from my book, Bringing in the New Year, and it's actually titled Bringing in the New Year Pop. The pop refers to the fireworks in the background that are going, exploding, going pop, pop, pop. So I hope you enjoy it. This piece of artwork is created completely traditionally. So I created this piece all the way back in 2012, maybe even 2011, before computers really were used a lot in children's book illustration. So I still work traditionally. This piece was created using pencil, paper, and gouache. And gouache is a kind of thick watercolor. That means it's opaque, so you can't really see through it. But the reason why I use gouache instead of maybe something like acrylic paint is because gouache is water soluble. So the thing is, I take a long time to mix my colors and to think about what color I want to put down on the paper. So before, when I was using acrylic paint, I would mix up my paint and I would sit there with my paintbrush full of paint, and I'd sit there thinking, like, do I want to make this green? Do I want to put this here? Or do I want to put this there? And then by the time I made that decision, my paintbrush was all hard. All the paint on the paintbrush was hard and I couldn't use it. I'd switch to gouache because when I did that, the paint on my paintbrush would become hard, but all I had to do was add some water and then I could still paint with it. So that is why I use gouache and not acrylic paint. This piece is part of my book, Bringing in the New Year. And that book actually follows me as a child and my two sisters and my parents and how we celebrated Lunar New Year. Now, there's many traditions to celebrating Lunar New Year, including making and eating dumplings, having a dragon dance and a lion dance, which are in the book. This picture actually is very interesting because it shows fireworks in the background. And that actually only happened to me once when we celebrated Lunar New Year when I was a child. Fireworks actually aren't really something that happens all the time at Lunar New Year. What usually does happen almost all the time is firecrackers. So in the street, you would hear people, all this popping noise, pop, 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 pop. And everybody with these bright red firecrackers going off and these really, really, really loud noises. It's only if you are at a big kind of banquet hall or in a big special Lunar New Year event that maybe they might have fireworks like this. So this depicts kind of a special Lunar New Year celebration that me and my family went to when I was younger. So the style of my art in this book is actually very, very much inspired by Chinese folk art. If you ever get a chance to look at Chinese folk art, you'll see that they use very bright colors and a lot of patterns, and they don't really care too much about perspective. So the way that I painted this illustration and all the illustrations in this book, and I have other books called Dim Sum for Everyone, Fortune Cookie Fortunes, and Kite Flying that also depict me as a child with my sisters and my parents celebrating different Asian traditions. It's all done in this same style. It's kind of my American way of reinterpreting the Chinese folk art style. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm really, really happy that this piece is in a public library, especially because I know that the book is in the library as well. I think it's really neat to be able to see the original piece and then to look at the book and to realize that all the art in the books actually came from something, right? That a person actually painted it, actually created this piece of art and found its way into a book that hopefully patrons read. I think that sometimes we get the book and we don't realize there's a real person, a real hand behind it. And I'm hoping that having this painting there helps reinforce the idea that there are people who make these books. And maybe the kids who read these books will realize that and say, hey, maybe that means I can make one too.